Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On first down, Prescott looks, fires, complete, easy touchdown. Corey Clement dancing into the end zone. Wide, wide, wide open. And he throws the football high and kind of bounces near the crowd.
Well, good for Corey Clement. I've always liked him. His dad came by the pregame show. Is, you know, he's from the area. His dad's been coming to the games.
His father
forever.
Drops by a lot, actually.
Yeah. And, you know, if any Cowboy had to score, it was him. But the question begs as why Dak Prescott was still in there. Mike Garafolo, once upon a time, was a WIP midday show producer. He has gone on to greatness with the NFL Network, where you will find him, actually, I believe, after this hit. He's going to be going back on the air this morning, and you can follow him on Twitter at Mike, Garafolo. I hope you got to stay in the family home last night, Mike.
I did, and my kids were here, so they helped watch the kids while my wife tried to get a couple of moments' peace while I was at the stadium. All day long. We started at 9 a.m. yesterday for Good Morning Football Weekend, and we were there through our interview with Zeke Elliott after the game. So, And now I'm sitting at NFL Films. I'm doing my hits from here this morning. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, a lot of time down here in South
there
Jersey.
You go.
And
Philly. You're all stomping grounds. So the question that you can probably answer, because you did talk to those guys after the game, we understand that Dallas wanted to open the game with its starters after bad performance last week and try to get them in some sort of rhythm and so on. And that was Mike McCarthy's business to do it. But through the third quarter, when the game was well won, well out of hand, why did he feel the need? What's your sense of why Dak Prescott, Zeke Elliott, those guys were playing so late?
A couple of things. And I'm not saying I necessarily agree with it, but I'll give you the logic. One, there is an outside chance that one of the teams ahead of them loses and they move up in the seeding. So that was first. But I don't think that was high in McCarthy's list from what I was gathering all week. In fact, I had a bunch of my friends. I mean, you know, listen, I work NFL Network. I know we show the gambling lines, but I don't get into that stuff. I'm not allowed to. I'm not supposed to or whatever. But I had my friends calling me saying, hey, the line is dropping. What's going on? You've been reporting all week. I said, I know what I've been reporting all week. They're going to play. And the Eagles are not going to play. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what's happening with your lines, but I'm just telling you from covering the game, here's what's going to happen. Because McCarthy wanted to rinse the taste of last week's offensive performance out of his mouth. That's number one. Number two, he wanted to come up here and play a game in the cold and win the game in the cold and play physically in the cold, because they're going to have to do that, likely in Lambeau, to get to the Super Bowl. And there were also individual achievements that he wanted to help them achieve, which they did. Zeke over 1,000 yards, Dak the single season passing touchdown record, as well as most touchdown scorers for a team in a season. And then the last one was to complete a perfect sweep of the NFC East. I'm not sure if the Eagles are sitting there this morning saying, boy, they really got us and they wiped the division, because the Eagles know how they approach that game. So I don't know how big the mental edge is, but you put all that stuff together and it was all important enough to Mike McCarthy. Oh, here's the other thing. My understanding is his belief is you don't go halfway. You either do it or you don't do it. And I would go back to the 2011 season. They lost in the playoffs to the Giants after they rested in week 17 and then had the bye. So they were a little rusty, and Mike McCarthy won the Super Bowl as a wild card team. So I just, all that put together, I truly believe he believes in momentum, and he thought it was important for his team to play, so they did.
Wow. You know, we were talking about it at the top of the show, Mike, and I was just baffled. I mean, when the third quarter starts and Prescott's on the field, I say, what? Are you kidding me? I mean, all the stuff that you said, with the exception of the individual records, I mean, with the exception of Zeke with 1,000 yards and Dak with the Romo record, which to me is, I don't think it's that big a deal, but, you know, all the other stuff about, you know, getting the rhythm, getting the guys playing, having the game locked up, which they did, they had accomplished all that at halftime. You know, so if you come out with those guys in the third quarter, and like I said to Glenn, if Dak Prescott in that third quarter, if Milton Williams comes through and gets a hit on him, and Dak Prescott goes down and gets up with a broken rib, and he's done for the playoffs, Mike McCarthy is the idiot of idiots for putting him in that position. All it takes is one play, Mike. All it takes is one play, and your postseason is out the window. So, I couldn't believe it. And I said to Glenn, you know, I spent last night, I was thinking about it so much, about what is he doing? I was like, I don't think McCarthy's a particularly good coach, but I thought he went way beyond the pale on this one. And I'm just thinking, is it possible? Is it possible that this was payback for the Beat Dallas T-shirt? Was it possible that has been bugging McCarthy all year, and that he took advantage of this opportunity to without really saying it, but kind of doing it, saying to Nick Sirianni, oh yeah, Beat Dallas, oh yeah, oh yeah, how you like this? Put this one on a T-shirt, big boy. I mean, is there any chance that was part of it?
That I haven't heard that. It would very much surprise me. I do think that it was. And the other time, I talked about the Super Bowl, the other times when he was with the Packers, when they moved well in the postseason, they had momentum. You've got Rodgers playing today, so that's something that Rodgers always pushed, especially, again, after that 2011 season, back when McCarthy was with the Packers. I think it's mostly about that. I do. I think it was mostly about, you know, we need some good vibes to get going heading into the postseason. Now, I understand what you're saying. After the first half, you had that. I do know this. Let's compare it to the preseason. Sometimes coaches like to have their guys play on the other side of halftime in the third preseason game or second preseason game, which, I mean, they shortened the preseason. It used to be the third game where you'd have them go into the locker room, come out, play a series or two just to get that feeling of we went into halftime, we played in the other half just like a real game. But then he had them – they didn't score in the third quarter, right? So it wasn't like let's just get that feeling – so I thought, honestly, that's what he was going to do. All right, they're going to have this series on the other side because they know they're getting the ball, and then after that they're going to be done. And they weren't because they hadn't scored and they hadn't put the game away. That was the most surprising part to me, was that he waited into the fourth quarter to finally put them on ice.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, I want to move forward a little bit. I want your quick projections of some games today, which will then tell us who the Eagles are going to play in the first round of the playoffs, and then we can discuss that. All right, so you got Niners versus Rams 4:25 today. Who's winning that?
I would say probably the Rams in a close one, but I think San Francisco is going to make that game interesting. I do.
All right, but you're picking the Rams.
I'm picking the Rams, yeah.
All right. Arizona versus Seattle.
Arizona. Yeah, Seattle's a bad situation right now.
All right, Tampa Bay versus Carolina.
I don't see any way Carolina wins that game, so I'm going chalk in all these games.
All right, so if it plays out that way, the Eagles open next week, and we're guessing Saturday, at Tampa Bay. That would be the first round of the playoffs, which is likely under most of the scenarios. The Eagles beat Tom Brady in the postseason once. We remember that really fondly. They won 1-for-2 in the postseason. Can the Eagles in some way put up a fight, maybe beat Tampa Bay?
And yeah, I think they played them pretty well earlier this season. I think Tampa Bay is – you know, taking on a little bit of water with all the injuries that they've had and some other things. I believe that that's the team that's going into today saying we have really got to play well. We have got to end the regular season on a high note. So not just win that game, but let's win that game authoritatively. So let's see if they're able to do that because, you know, much as they're the defending champs, I thought they were going to win a lot more games this year. Now, look, they're going to wind up with 13. The style points to me, I shouldn't say win more games. I thought the style points were going to be. I imagined a not quite a 2007 Patriots season.
Right.
But I thought Brady was going to say, okay, we won the Super Bowl, but we got hot at the right time. Let's go wire to wire this time. Let's really dominate some folks. And they haven't. I thought they were going to look a lot better than they really have. So that they are vulnerable in large part because of some of the injuries that they have had. So I look, you got an Eagles team with veterans that have been in the postseason before. They've got experience. You've got a running game and a running quarterback that you've got a game plan for that's been given defensive coordinators fits. They're not the easiest out, Glenn. They really aren't.
Nice.
What is if I were to ask you, Mike, what do you think is the would be the best matchup for the Eagles in the next round, and what would be the worst?
It's so funny. We were just having this conversation last night, and I think Tampa's actually a good one, just because of how the Eagles' defense and the philosophy that Jonathan Gannon has. You've got to mix up looks, but I think you want Brady to be patient. I think you want to keep everything kind of in front of you. You want to make sure that they can that you can get to them without having the blitz, so that you can devote extra defenders to the secondary. I really think defensively it's a good matchup for them. I'd worry a little bit about the Rams if they're clicking. I know Stafford really has made some boneheaded decisions of late, but that's a high-flying offense and a lot of talent. It's just not a team that I want to see. I have zero read for how they would fare against Dallas in a real game, because earlier this season, that matchup on Monday night, Nick Sirianni at the time was overmatched as a head coach, and frankly admitting it, right? Remember he said it was after that San Francisco game, going into that Dallas game, that he was dragging himself through the mud with some of the decisions. He's a lot more cocksure as a head coach right now, and they didn't play them last night to win. So that's the one that I wouldn't even know how to handicap that game, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Mike Garofalo, always great stuff. We know you got to get yourself ready to do some TV. We appreciate your time. Follow him on Twitter at Mike Garofalo, Garafolo. Always a pleasure, my friend. Enjoy.
Thank you, guys. My honor.
Thank you, Mike.
Right. Be well. There you go.
You know, I get to see, because we do the Saturday morning show, you and me, I'm here in studio, and I've got the TV right above my head. So I get to see, and it's always set on NFL Network. So I get to see the Saturday, what they call the Saturday morning edition of Good Morning Football, which Mike is a regular part of. And it's really good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.